Are you old enough to remember when TV channels used to stop broadcasting at 12 o'clock at night and tell you to go to bed?
Wishing you a safe and a peaceful night.
I mean, it's just so hard to imagine now that TV wasn't always 24/7. There's multiple channels, there's catch-up TV, there's YouTube, Netflix, all the internet services. With so much choice, the way we watch TV has changed dramatically. And although it still surprises some people to learn that the visually impaired do watch TV, if you are visually impaired, the amount of accessible devices out there is growing. Samsung offers some TVs with accessible program guides and menus, and Amazon and Roku both recently added screen readers to their TV streaming devices. Today I'm going to talk about Apple's 4th generation Apple TV. With this you can access internet services such as YouTube or Netflix, as well as movies and TV shows from Apple's own ecosystem. As it stands currently, at the start of 2017, the Apple TV is the only device that's accessible out of the box. You won't need any sighted assistance to set it up. I know, exciting, right? This isn't going to be an in-depth review or an overview of features, this is just a quick how-to, showing you how to enable VoiceOver and set up your Apple TV out of the box. So, let's take a look. Apple TV itself is very small, it's 10cm by 10cm and 3.5cm thick. If we look at the back, going from left to right, we have a large square Ethernet port. It does have Wi-Fi built in, so you don't have to use the Ethernet port, but it is an option. Next, in the middle, we have an HDMI port for connecting to your TV. There is no cable supplied with this. Directly below the HDMI port is a USB-C port for connecting the Apple TV to your computer. You should only need to connect it to your computer if you're having a problem, so I wouldn't worry about this. Finally, on the right is where you connect the power. There's also a small remote control which is charged through a lightning cable which is supplied. In the middle of the remote control are two columns of buttons. Running down the left hand side, you have the menu button, below that is the Siri button, and then below that is the play pause button. Running down the right hand side, we have the home button and then a elongated volume up, volume down button. This longer button makes a handy landmark. As long as that's on the right hand side, you know you're holding the remote control in the right way. Now above this group of buttons is the touch surface. You use this much like you would on an iPhone or an iPod or iPad, swiping left, right, up and down to navigate around the Apple TV menus. It's also clickable, so just push down when you want to select an item. Anyway, that's the hardware. So let's plug it in and turn it on. There's no physical on-off switch on the Apple TV. As soon as you connect it to the power, it will switch on. The very first screen you'll see is just a message telling you to press any key on the Apple TV remote to pair it. Now, obviously, VoiceOver isn't available yet, so I plugged the Apple TV into the power, waited a couple of minutes to make sure it had fully booted up, then simply pressed the volume up key on the remote to make sure it paired. Once the remote's paired, you can turn on VoiceOver. To do this, you press the menu button 3 times. Remember, the menu button is the very top left button.
VoiceOver on.
And there we go, how simple was that? Now, if you don't hear VoiceOver turn on straight away, just give it a few more seconds. Now VoiceOver is enabled, I can just use the touch surface to swipe up, down, left and right to see what's on the screen.
Language. English. Button. 1 of 31.
That's the one I want, so I'm going to click the touch surface to select it.
Select your country or region. United Kingdom. Button. 1 of 1.
As you heard, I'm now on the next step, which is select your country. Focus is already on the one I want, the UK, so I'm just going to click that. You get the idea. You'll be familiar with this if you've ever set up an iOS device before. The next step will ask you if you want to enable Siri, but after that, there is something interesting.
Set up your Apple TV. Set up with device. Button. Use your iPhone, iPad or iPod Touch to automatically add your Apple ID and Wi-Fi settings to this Apple TV. Requires iOS 9.1 or later. Not available on iPad 2.
So, if you've got another iOS device, you can use that to set up your Apple ID and Wi-Fi network. It saves you the hassle of typing it in manually. Let's try it.
Set up your Apple TV. 1. Unlock your iPhone. iPad or iPod Touch 2, connect to a Wi-Fi network. 3, enable Bluetooth. 4, hold the device close to your Apple TV.
I'm going to hold my iPhone 6S next to my Apple TV, and I get this dialog box on my iPhone.
Apple TV. Dismiss. Button. Use the Apple ID on this Apple TV. Setup. Button.
Just double tap on the setup button to start the process. Now, this could take a couple of minutes, but believe me, it's a lot quicker than trying to type it in using the on-screen keyboard. That can be a real pain in the... Anyway, after that, setup is really straightforward. Just the standard stuff, enable location services, agree to terms and conditions, etc. And before you know it, you'll be on the Apple TV's home screen.
Home. Films. Row 1. Column 1.
I think that's enough for now. That's how to enable VoiceOver and set up your Apple TV. But before I go, I'll just give you some quick tips. Thanks to the Apple TV's operating system being based on iOS, some of the VoiceOver iOS gestures are also on the Apple TV. Swiping up with two fingers on the remote's touch surface will read the text on the screen from the top. Swiping down with two fingers will read all text. A two-finger tap on the touch surface will pause speech. And you can find more options using the rotor gesture. You know the one, like you're turning an invisible dial on the touch surface. If you want me to go into more detail, please let us know. techtalk@rnib.org.uk. And who knows, if there's enough interest, maybe there'll be a sequel. The Apple TV How To 2.